are now watching the College Baseball Insider Show.
It's behind it. This is hammered. Left field, and we are tied. Wow.
Now, here are your hosts, giving you an inside look into the top matchups.
Well, 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 week 10 is in the books, and finally it paid off going against Kentucky. But I'm a man of my word. I said whoever won game one of that series, I felt like they were going to win the full series. Ran to the window, literally, to Memphis, Tennessee, so I could bet the best number I could get in or around this area of Arkansas. I took Kentucky 20-1 to win the national championship. I know a lot of people got on Twitter. They were telling me, you know, so-and-so shop had 40-1, 50-1, but whatever you got it at, I think Kentucky proved Friday night that they were legit. However, they did lose the series, but I think, Smitty, you have a couple of thoughts on that series. It was a gritty performance by Tennessee. Game three was just absolutely back and forth. But first, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Good to be here. Yeah, what a great weekend of college baseball. And that one, that matchup was fantastic. You know, I took a little bit of heat. I didn't bet any of them, and I'm going to say that. And I've been bragging up Kentucky. Friday night, I thought it was too close. I did a little thing on social media, and Q busted me and was like, oh, you're bragging this team up on the show, but then you didn't bet them. No, I didn't. I had a ton of action. I thought there was better games. I thought it was going to be close. Saturday, I didn't take it because if you go on our site and you do the matchup preview, which is the best site out there right now, Tennessee was the better play. So you and Q and anybody else that played Tennessee, I thought you were on the right play, but I wasn't going to do that to my Kentucky team. Sunday, I was just a busy man. You know, I was out, I went to church, I went to lunch, did all kinds of stuff. And by the time I got home, it was already started. So, but, you know, a couple of people jumped on too and said, oh, you know, you said this, you said that, then, you know, bet the game. Well, listen, I bet games. I had a lot of games. There was better action. I sat back and watched. And I think Kentucky hung there all entire weekend, especially, you know, now Q, I know, is going to say they booted a ball and it cost Tennessee the game. Yeah, but that happens in a lot of games. And then yesterday, people saying that Kentucky can't score. Well, they surely can because they scored. They just couldn't hold a lead. It was a great, entertaining game. Good for Tennessee. I really like Tennessee too. I think it's two really good programs, and I'm glad Kentucky stayed up there in the top 25 this weekend because they deserve. They're one of the best teams in the country.
Yeah, they basically flopped places with Tennessee, which I don't feel like anybody – is disappointed in that. I mean, I feel like that's only right. You didn't fall very far. Clemson right there at 5, Duke at 6. Then you start filling in with the ACC and the mid-majors. But as of right now, you were saying backstage, you felt like there's a few teams that have kind of stood the test of time throughout, you know, halfway through the season, a little bit more than that. But you're not buying any of these like 18-plus ranked teams to come back and win it all, are you?
No, you know, I was so – we were up at the Cagezilla up here in the Salisbury Center in Manassas watching some fighting on Saturday, and Q came up. And we were talking, and I said, I just don't buy some of these teams. I don't know if there's a lot of teams that can win the national. I think there's only a select few. I'm not sold on Florida State. You know, UVA, we talked about it on the show Thursday. That was going to be a high-scoring matchup against Georgia Tech, which it was. I said keep an eye on the overs. And again, I didn't play the overs. I just – hopefully you listen to me because those games were high-scoring. UVA, to me, has no pitching. North Carolina, you know, you got Arizona coming now. I don't think Arizona is that great. Oregon State, another team. Q put it out on social media last night. When they go away from their home field, they're not very good. They lost 3 to Cal. Not saying Cal's a really bad baseball team, but Oregon State can't get swept by Cal. So, no, there's a lot of teams. And I don't know still, Matt, if Wake's pitching is still fan – like, I'm not sold on Wake Forest. And Duke's very up and down, too. I think they can give up a lot of runs.
I think every team this year has a big flaw. And it's not something that may – show you week in and week out, but I think by the time you get to Omaha, which the funny thing about Omaha is you're typically pitching is what needs to take over in Omaha. And you could say it's the wind, it's the weather, it's the larger field. But from what you've seen lately, it's always the pitching staff that you have to rely on to get you to the championship game. And albeit the best pitching staff, I think last year was Wake Forest, followed by LSU, maybe flip-flopped, actually. I'll have to look back at our postseason guide, but you saw LSU was right there. Wake Forest was right there holding the trophy at the end of the year. Was LSU, but Wake was, what, third to last being eliminated there. So, yeah, pitching is going to be key. So, I guess you could say it's not so much the hitting that is a concern for, like, your Kentuckys, your Arkansas, your Wake. But also the big bombing, like, that you're getting out of Tennessee and Texas A&M. You pair that with also a very solid pitching staff. I'm with you. I feel like there's very few teams that are actually doing both sides very well, down to really just like four or five teams, I would say. So I think as the season plays on, you may see a couple odds shift, but they're at the top. I mean, it couldn't be more obvious. They really like Tennessee, Arkansas, A&M. From there, you're, you know, taking a step back in talent level. It shows by the betting odds. So what was your biggest takeaway from the weekend? Because for me, it was Kentucky. Even though they lost the series, they proved that they are just as talented to take on Tennessee. I mean, from pitching to hitting, they hung right with Tennessee the entire weekend. And so I've got to give them credit for that.
No, I'm right with you. I mean, that's one I really kept an eye on. Because, again, I like both those teams, and I thought it was a great series. I really do. And, again, you know, Texas A&M did their thing. Arkansas did their thing. I think they both lost one, but overall, I mean, just good. And, again, I was really shocked with the Oregon State performance getting swept in that. So that's really what I took away.
Well, leading right into that, I'll let you go with your down, which is –
yeah, Oregon State. I mean, not just because they cost me a money line parlay yesterday with LSU and them. I kind of always do that. It's kind of like, you know, you're pissed off at the world and you're going to, let's put Oregon State in it. But again, you know, Q put the number out last night on social media, just the series when they're not at home. And again, just disappointing to lose three games to Cal. So down this week for me is Oregon State.
All right, so my down is UCLA. 13-24. No, that's not right. The 18-17. I didn't edit that. They're actually 13-24. They're 6-15 in conference play. This was a team that was preseason top 22. I think there it was what they were ranked. They're 3-12 in their last 15. They're dead last in the Pac-12. What has happened to UCLA baseball? They were swept at home by Arizona State. This concludes four straight series losses in the Pac-12. Just, man, from number 22 in the preseason to dead last in the Pac-12. And then staying in the Pac-12, I've got to give credit to Arizona. They're 3-0 over the weekend, 24-14 overall. 13-5 in the Pac-12. That's good for the number one spot in the Pac-12. So all of us that are holding those Oregon State futures tickets, Oregon, I threw some pizza money on USC kind of as a joke. This team's 14-1 in their last 15 games. Arizona Wildcats are legit in the Pac-12. And in a series that, you know, I think is going to decide a lot, Oregon State this weekend, Arizona's got Oregon State still left on the schedule, but it's in the final weekend of conference play. So I feel like that one may decide the conference series or the conference winner. But man, let's talk about Q's real quick. Or you hit your up and then we'll talk about Q's with Mississippi State, Virginia.
Yeah, I want to do one more plug for our site. Again, check it out because I was on Friday and Saturday with Arizona State. You put in the matchup, it was Arizona State had a better prediction of winning the game on our site, and I got them as underdogs both days. Another underdog I did on Saturday was Kansas State against Oklahoma State. So Our site, if you're not getting on our site and using it, it's fantastic, especially when those percentages are coming up as those dogs and you can get these teams as dogs. It really paid off for me. So Arizona State was a good one for me this weekend, Friday and Saturday. I went East Carolina. I think East Carolina is a team that is just, they're hanging around there. They're 9-1 in their last 10. You know the environment, their stadium, it's crazy. They really pack the place. They like to party and make a lot of noise. So keep an eye on East Carolina. I think they're coming up, and hopefully they can really go far this year. But that's good week by them, and that's my up team for the week.
Well, for Q's, you lose a series at home against Georgia Tech. If you're Virginia, that's why you're going down the boards. Still sitting at 30-11 overall. I feel like this Virginia team is just kind of right there in the middle of the pack with all the ACC teams that have a legit shot at winning. You throw, you know, North Carolina, Wake Forest in there. Clemson probably leading right now, but his up Mississippi State. And I feel like this Mississippi State team has proved a lot. They're standing tall in a very tough conference with a team that I didn't really give a whole lot of merit to. I can't remember who they played over the weekend.
Auburn. You remember?
Was it Auburn? Auburn.
Yeah.
Getting the 3-0 sweep. That was right, because I was wrong on that series matchup. Anything else to add on your three up, three down?
No, I just want to make a point. You know, we talked about the overs with the Georgia Tech UVA. I mean, Georgia Tech's a team that just keep an eye on. You know, 2 weekends ago, I think they scored one run, 19-11. And then this week, I think it was 13-7-17. So, man, when they score runs, they score a ton. And UVA is another team that is scoring some runs too. And both staffs from Georgia Tech and UVA give up a lot of runs. So kind of keep an eye on that over the weekend coming up. And let's see if we can look at some more overs in that.
Sean, Javonte, thank y'all for tuning in. The website is crazy. Can't believe it's free. Can't wait for college baseball betting to really blow up. We appreciate that, man. Sean, I'm not responding to your text right now. But yeah, Georgia Tech, definitely a team that caught a lot of attention early with Drew Burris and his freshman campaign. When they got swept by North Carolina, followed by a sweep by Boston College, I kind of sold them off a little bit, stayed off of them, but the Yellow Jackets may be getting hot again, so we'll see. SEC Series pick 'em. We'll run through this. Congratulations. You now have the crown once again.
Feels good.
This may be the closest it's been, though, in all the, 4 weeks that we've done this. We're all kind of neck and neck with each other, so I feel like this upcoming weekend is going to decide a lot. Can you space out and kind of run away with this, or can Q and I gain some ground on the champ?
I feel pretty good.
Go ahead. I'm going to space your out. Victory lap here.
You I love it.
16 points this weekend.
I had 16. Yeah, crushed it. Yeah. Yep. I had it. And it was so funny. So last night I was figuring out my points and Matt wrote and said something. I'm like, no, that's not right. He's like, no, I'm not right. Hold on. I'm like, yeah, you better fix it, Matt. Come on, fix it. And he's like, I'm sorry, you had 16. So, yeah, good weekend. You know, Kentucky let me down. I wish I would have got that. But I think I was on the 3-0 sweep with Mississippi State. Yeah, Auburn just doesn't do anything for me. I don't think Auburn's any good. So,
yeah, I think that was your only call for a sweep. Even LSU, Missouri, which hats off to you and the Missouri Tigers. They figured it out. Got one win, and it was a Luke Holman day.
Yeah, I had Arkansas sweeping. That was 2-1, Mississippi State.
Oh, yeah, you did have Arkansas.
Yeah, 2-1, I called Georgia over Ole Miss. I had 2-1 Vandy over Florida, which was good. And then I think I had a 2-1 with Texas A&M against Alabama, too.
It's so really hard to sweep.
Yeah, very hard to sweep, yeah.
Case in point, Missouri. Mississippi State, congratulations. You got a good sweep this week. All right. So no matchup preview in this one for the upcoming weekend, but I do have some here. We've got several great games that we'll cover probably Thursday again. Virginia Tech at North Carolina, Florida State at Duke. Got a little, top 10 matchup, set 6 versus 10. Georgia at Texas A&M. We'll see if Texas A&M can carry that number one spot once again against the hot bats of Georgia. Kentucky at South Carolina. We've got Florida at Arkansas, which was a series at Q. It was supposed to come down to Fayetteville, and join me for, but work has kept him away, kind of like today. Q, not letting that one go for a long time. And then Pac-12 action, Oregon, I alluded to it earlier. Oregon takes on Oregon State. Unfortunately for the Ducks, they are in Beavertown of Corvallis. So Oregon State gets back home, probably in a get-right spot, but I think Oregon definitely takes one of those games. Outside of that, we'll have to dig for a couple other matchups. I think I've got six that are a little primetime action, but as usual, we'll get to nine. So
yeah, get in the yes, get the people. What do you want, man? We'll figure it out.
What's so what
better than social?
There you go. We've got some people in here. What series do y'all want previewed? We've got room for three more this weekend. We'll just go with the next three. Starting with the lowest ranked, you've got, let's see, Clemson is sixth. They take on Louisville. Missouri takes on Tennessee. It's kind of a dud. Kentucky, South Carolina, that one's already on there. I was about to say, I thought I missed that one. Mississippi State at Vanderbilt, that one may, with Mississippi State moving up. There's some really bad Big 12 matchups. I mean, they're good because their competition level's close. You've got Texas Tech at Kansas, Kansas State at TCU, Texas at Oklahoma, Baylor at West Virginia. West Virginia really surging up. They just fell out of the top 25. I feel like every week, put a Big 12 team in, take them out. Kansas State was there for a little while. Man, they're just absolutely cannibalizing each other. Big 10 got nothing. Iowa, Nebraska, that could have been a really good series if Iowa was better. Nebraska, I think, is the shocking Big Ten leader right now in the clubhouse. Maybe Illinois, actually. I think it is.
I think Illinois, yeah. Illinois was.
Who saw that coming? But around the league, nobody else commenting, so I guess we'll just have to draw out of the hat, find three more games. Thank you all for tuning in, getting through this show. Cueless, and we will be back, like I said, probably Thursday to do our preview show for week 11. Already here, just a few more weeks until conference tournaments. It's exciting times, Smitty. Y'all check out the website, collegebaseballinsiders.com. Make sure you're following us along on Twitter, X, whatever we're calling it, at Grissom on X. That's Smitty. We're at NCAA Insiders. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you later this week.